From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Grand Marais Arctic explorer Lonnie Dupree had a good day later this week in his solo attempt to scale Denali in winter. The day began on top of Kahiltna, that's a glacier just below 10,000 feet. Dupree reported a picture-perfect day while it was snowing down in Homer, Alaska, where the support team is currently located. His website reports that the weather was indeed very favorable for traveling. The temperature was 15 degrees Fahrenheit, the wind about 10 miles an hour out of the west. He reports it was the day he'd been waiting for. Dupree broke camp at 9:30 in the morning with plans to spend the night in a camp at 11,200 feet. He reported it was a hard slog, but by 4:40 p.m. on Thursday afternoon, he had arrived and made camp. Felons who have served their time would find it much harder to regain the right to possess a firearm under the first of what is expected to be several gun bills proposed at the Minnesota legislature. The Star Tribune reports Senator Barb Goodwin, a DFLer from Columbia Heights, wants those convicted of violent crimes to have to go before the State Board of Pardons before they're granted the legal right to own firearms. Now, Goodwin said, quote, all they have to do is find a friendly judge and they could have their rights to get the weapons restored. The bill is just one in what could be a string of proposals that would upend Minnesota's liberal gun laws. Representative Michael Paymar, chairman of the House Public Safety, Finance, and Policy Committee, said he's heard from rural lawmakers recently, many of whom have opposed any gun restrictions in the past, who now say they're willing to consider some changes. Paymar plans to sponsor a measure that would require background checks for all Minnesota gun sales, including those at gun shows or between private parties, similar to the proposal from President Obama this week. Other bills likely to come before the legislature this session include a ban on so-called assault weapons and on high-capacity magazines, increased police presence in schools, and enhanced penalties when criminals are armed even if they don't use the weapon in the crime. But supporters of gun rights have already signaled that no new gun restrictions will pass without a fight. Quote, I don't plan on giving an inch on anything except making it harder for bad guys to get guns. That, according to Representative Tony Cornish, Republican from Vernon Center. A $78 million new terminal opened Monday of this week at the Duluth International Airport after nearly 10 years of planning and construction. The first departure was scheduled to be a flight leaving for Chicago 6 o'clock in the morning. The new terminal replaces the 1973 facility that no longer met post-9/11 security requirements. More than half the funding came from federal grants, with state and local dollars covering the rest. Former Representative Jim Oberstar, who helped secure $42 million in federal stimulus money, spoke at the dedication. He says it assures Duluth's linkage with the $1 trillion aviation sector of the U.S. economy. Millions of dollars in relief loan money is sitting unclaimed more than 6 months after heavy flooding hit northeastern Minnesota. The Star Tribune reports most of the $12 million allocated by the legislature for disaster loans to homeowners remains unclaimed. Another $15 million in loans for flood-affected business also remain untouched. The newspaper says the explanations are varied. Some victims didn't know about the loans, or if they did, it didn't apply because they knew they couldn't pay them back. Others are hoping the government buys their property. Senator Tony Lurie says he's frustrated because here are people out there who need help. He says he's willing to propose changes at the legislature to the relief ordered to flood victims, but he wants more information first. A black bear that became famous for giving birth live over the internet has done it again. Lynn Rogers of the North American Bear Center says Lily delivered two cubs early last Saturday. As with the birth of Hope in 2010 and Faith and Jason in 2011, the new cubs' arrival was webcast live around the world by a camera placed in their den near Ely. Rogers says they sound healthy. The Duluth News Tribune reports the births have prompted a rush of activity on the Lily the Black Bear Facebook page, which has accumulated more than 146,000 likes in recent years. More than 130 volunteer den watchers worldwide will record observations until the bears leave in spring. The center has not yet named the cubs. Carp, wolves, moose, copper, and sand will be high on the agenda as the Minnesota legislature tackles environmental and outdoor issues this session. Key players agree the legislature may finally take concrete action against the advance of Asian carp up the Mississippi River. The Department of Natural Resources wants to draw the line by building an expensive barrier, and the discussion won't stop there. Democrats now control both chambers and the governor's office for the first time since 1990, and they lead all the key committees. But prospects for the shift in power lending to policy changes are tempered by the need to close an estimated $1.1 billion budget deficit. Poor snow conditions have forced organizers to postpone the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon in northeastern Minnesota. The race had been scheduled to start on the 27th of January. It's now postponed until March 10th. Race coordinator Pat Olson tells the Duluth News Tribune that the trail is, quote, terrible. Olson says organizers are hoping for snow by the 10th of March. If it doesn't, the race could face only its third cancellation ever. A lack of snow caused the Bear Grease Board of Directors to cancel last year's races. It also canceled in 2007. A University of Minnesota startup is finding new commercial uses for birch bark. The venture is called the Actives Factory and is based in Two Harbors. The university says it will extract and synthesize naturally occurring chemicals from birch bark to manufacture cosmetics, nutritional supplements, and eventually drugs and industrial products. The university says three birch bark compounds in particular have anti-inflammatory properties that have been shown to reduce cholesterol and blood pressure, treat fungal and bacterial infections, and stimulate the immune system and more. The birch bark will be supplied by the region's paper mills, which have plenty of it. They consider it a waste product and typically burn it. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has made public the final regulations aimed at cutting pollution from taconite plants that causes haze over northern Minnesota wild areas. Included in the regulations is the North Shore Mining Company operation in Silver Bay. The regulations come after months of delay and will force some taconite operations to add expensive new pollution control equipment to curb nitrogen oxides and sulfur dioxides. According to a Duluth News Tribune report, environmental and public health groups, and now the EPA, say that pollution causes haze over pristine areas like the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness, Isle Royale, and Voyageurs National Parks. The groups and the EPA say it also can cause lung ailments in people. The plan, quote, will reduce pollutants that are harmful to people's health and impair visibility in national parks and wilderness areas, the EPA said in announcing the final rule. The agency said the pollution controls are expected to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions by about 22,000 tons per year and sulfur dioxide emissions by about 2,000 tons per year. The rules affect all six taconite operations in Minnesota, as well as one in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. New plants also would be expected to meet the standards. Many coal-fired power plants already have been required to make similar upgrades. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.